Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 6, 1804, day 116 of the expedition. Camped on the starboard side above a timbered point in present Charles Mix County, South Dakota. Yesterday, the party camped on an island Clark called No Preserves because they had used the last of their preserves. A little Clark humor. Also yesterday, Shields saw several of what he called black-tailed deer. These were mule deer, a species plentiful in the Dakotas and Montana. This is the first time they had encountered such a deer. Also, Captain Lewis writes a long description of a bull snake. This is the second time they have encountered such a snake, but this time he writes a very detailed description. Too long for this narration. After weeks and weeks of fine mornings, Clark writes, "The morning is very cold." With fall fast approaching and the party moving farther north, the extra warm days will soon be ending. Captain Clark writes a very short journal entry today.
A storm this morning from the northwest, which lasted a few minutes. We set out and proceeded on past the head of an island, which is separated from the larboard side by a narrow channel. A hard wind from the northwest, a very cold day. We camped at the upper point of some timber sometime before night, no timber being in reach. I saw several goats on the hills, also buffalo in great numbers. Captain William Clark, September 6, 1804.
In the notes recording course and distance traveled, Clark mentions that a high cliff on the larboard side is of a blue and reddish soft rock, and that Coulter joined them at this cliff. Coulter had been out looking for Shannon and the horses for 5 days. He has returned without either, but knows they are just ahead, as he saw their tracks. The captains knew Shannon had 2 horses with him, but today, Coulter says the tracks indicate he has only 1 horse. Tomorrow, discovery of Le Petit Chien.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published at the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.